Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Transportation Secretary on Sunday warned America's supply chain woes, including clogged ports with bottlenecks, will drag into next year, potentially cramping the upcoming holiday shopping season in the world's largest economy. Pete Buttigieg did the rounds on U.S. political talk shows to stress that President Joe Biden's administration was doing everything it could to alleviate congestion at the country's overloaded ports, railways, and roads. Buttigieg added the supply-side crunch was being exacerbated by extraordinary pent-up demand in the United States. He told CNN's State of the Union show, quote, demand is off the charts, retail sales are through the roof, and the country's transportation and shipping infrastructure has been unable to keep up. Biden recently announced a commitment by the Port of Los Angeles to begin 24-hour operations in an effort to ease congestion, which has seen multiple cargo ships anchored off the coast awaiting opportunities to unload. A tribute march was organized on Sunday in Paris for the 60th anniversary of a bloody police crackdown on a protest by Algerians in the French capital during the final year of their country's independence war with the colonial power. The commemoration comes after French President Macron acknowledged what he called crimes committed on October 17, 1961, were, quote, inexcusable for the Republic. Macron's statement said the repression was brutal, violent, bloody under the orders of Paris's police chief. About 12,000 Algerians were arrested. Historians say at least 120 protesters were killed, some shot and others drowned, according to Macron's office. This is VOA News. Sweden's government announced Sunday its foreign minister will make the